Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Paul Marchand, a senior risk management analyst with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. Good to be with you.
Effective August 7th, the general tariffs the United States charges on imports from Canada increased from 25 to 35%, and additional tariffs have since been levied on other U.S. trading partners. What concerns do these latest developments create for the pork sector, especially hog producers?
Well, once again, we're fairly fortunate that the new levies are applied to those goods that are not covered under the USMCA or the CUSMA, as we know it in Canada, the old NAFTA. So the North American pork industry should remain fairly resilient, and not a lot of changes are expected on that front. Of course, there will be some supply and demand chain disruptions if these tariffs last for any length of time. And we're going to be watching that closely to find out if there's any sort of policy lag or follow through on that front. But of course, because of the way prices are determined in Canada, we're more interested in the retaliation on the USA than any application of a tariff on another global trading partner from the USA.
How have these shifting global trade parameters and or the increases in the U.S. tariffs impacted hog producers both in Canada and the United States, and what are the implications there?
Well, I think everybody is still a little concerned on what sort of retaliatory measure that we're going to see. If you see, for example, a country place a retaliatory tariff on U.S. pork going into the country, that's going to put them at a competitive disadvantage. And just using China as an example, that effective tariff rate is now, I believe, around 47%, because, of course, those rates of view is implied are the baseline is 10%, but the effective tariff rate on individual countries varies depending on who the country is. So the USA was already at a 25% tariff disadvantage before this application of new rounds of tariffs, and now that's been increased. So fortunately, we saw in the latest weekly export sales report that the level of exports to China has remained or has returned to before the initial round of liberation tariffs are going into effect. So trade is somewhat normalized in China despite the higher level, and that's really good news. It remains to be seen what sort of impact that has elsewhere in other countries. And of course, again, I think one of the most important things is to find out if there's going to be a retaliatory tariff placed on U.S. pork.
Now, you touched on this a bit. How effective has been the response of the Canadian federal government to this point? What type of response is needed moving forward, and what are the main factors that governments need to consider before responding or especially retaliating?
Fortunately for us, or for our Canadian producers right now, we haven't seen the retaliation from Mexico, who is probably the it is the number one export destination for U.S. pork. It's been threatened, but there has been no effective policy, as far as I know, as of this interview, gone into place that is an effective policy that will raise the price of U.S. pork for consumers or buyers, end users in Mexico. I think that is generally the main concern, and to find out if these retaliatory measures become an actual policy that gets thrown into place. If that does happen, then we will be looking for supply and demand chain disruptions, some sort of shifting consumer behaviors, if they move away from U.S. pork as a supply, or if they can get it from someplace else like Brazil, who is coming up fairly prominently in the market. This may or may not be related to tariffs, but Brazil has basically overtaken the U.S. as the number one pork supplier for a market like the Philippines. And that's something to watch, because what the problem is that if trading partners, for whatever reason, decide that the USA is no longer a reliable trading partner, in that you never really know what the tariff rate is going to be, if they're going to be increased for whatever reasons at the whims of a president. We need to figure out if there is going to be a retaliatory measure placed that actually becomes a policy, that becomes something that is now has economic implications. And even if that is the case, some of those economic implications are going to take a while to cycle through the market. So tariffs in general on some of these import goods going into the States are going to be inflationary for the U.S. consumer at some point. It may not be inflationary right away. And the shorter that these disruptions last, the less likelihood of the inflationary impact to really take root. But if that does happen, then you could be looking at some, you know, slower economic activity in the United States, pulling back on consumer behavior. And the consumer variables back then we're going to see pulling back on the demand front, which could place downward pressure on the prices for the live hog supplies, which would definitely impact our producers.
How much room is there for optimism at this stage for Canadian pork producers, and what are the factors to be watching?
I think for right now that there's a fair amount of optimism just because we have the USMCA in place, CUSMA, the old NAFTA 2.0, whatever you want to call it, the North American Free Trade Agreement. So that is shielding the producers right now. What we have to be mindful of is that USMCA CUSMA is open for negotiation in 2026. So once that trade deal expires, then we're going back to effectively putting Canadian pork products on the table as a target for tariffing. And I think that at least Canadian officials should be really mindful about how the price discovery mechanism works in the side of the country. So while I think that Canada absolutely needs to respond on some level, you just can't have, let tariff threats and tariff actions go into force unconditionally. We have to understand how the pricing mechanism works. So while it would be attractive to say if the Americans put a tariff on Canadian pork for the 35% that is now this general amount, for example, the logical people would be like, okay, we're just going to retaliate against American pork at 35%. That's a problem because Canada is a number five supplier of pork to the U.S. And if that puts us at a competitive price disadvantage and their customers look elsewhere, U.S. hogs are going to start to back up if those supply and demand chain disruptions start to materialize. And if that happens, that will actually have the unintended consequence of pressuring the Canadian producers at home. During the last trade dispute that we had with the USA during the first Trump administration, I believe in 2018, when the Section 232 iron and aluminum steel tariffs went into effect, Canada took, I think rightly, the strategic approach of targeting political districts that may be more likely to vote for the Republican nomination. And in that sense, it was a smart move and on a targeted approach on goods that would have the most economic impact and raise the attention to people who could put pressure on that administration. Pork was one of them. And that was unfortunately the wrong move. If all our concern is Canadian producers, and of course that would be my concern.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For right now, there is a little bit of optimism just because some of these agreements seem to be being made, even though that there are scant details on them, but people are being driven to the bargaining table. Whether or not I disagree with the approach, if the end result is to drive trading partners to the bargaining table, that seems to be working for the U.S., but, other than that, I see very little benefit of just increasing tariff rates because at the end of the day, they will be inflationary at some point, especially in a longer dispute. Again, for now, USMCA CUSMA has protected the North American hog industry for now at least. And that's really important because it includes Mexico, and Mexico is the number one export destination for U.S. pork. As well, the risks themselves don't seem to last too long, even if those tariffs are actually applied. And so far, the retaliatory measures have only been threats at this point. But August 7th represents a different chapter in tariff application moving forward, and we'll just have to be very mindful about how countries retaliate and the market reaction after that in the short term.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Our guest has been Paul Marchand, a senior risk management analyst with Hamm's Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.